Thanks for checking out the Kids Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome back to what is now officially the number one podcast that brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. We could teach you, but we'd have to charge and then take a break. The kids are asleep. We poured some drinks. I'm Sean.
I'm Shannon.
And who knows what the hell we gonna talk about this week.
I was laughing. I didn't know you were going to say take a break.
Yeah.
But I was thinking get in line. We're going to have you get in line.
I love that.
Sean is on one right now because he just finished working out.
Yep. Fresh off a workout.
He's fresh off a workout. He got a full pump. He's like, do I have time to quickly get a pump in? You get the boys wrangled for bed.
Yep.
So he's up here showering and I'm finishing. I just like puts a little bit of more makeup on. I spruced my goose a little bit. Yeah. And the walls are connected to the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And I literally thought Sean was wrangling a bear. I don't know what was happening in the bathroom, but all of a sudden something was under attack.
Can I tell you what happened?
Yes.
Can I tell you what happened? Okay. So look, this is what happened. So I was butt naked. I'm fresh off a workout. So I'm pumped. I'm jacked. I'm ready to scrap. Okay.
Your butt and balls are hanging out.
I'm in my own house. So I'm butt naked. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to shave my head real quick before I hop in the shower. Right. Yep. Get a little fresh baldy going on.
Right.
So I'm butt naked.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, there's been this fat fly.
Yeah.
Been flying around the house all day. Slow as hell. And this fat ass fly, oh my goodness. I looked to my left and he basically was like, what's up? And I was like, bro, you just going, this is what we're doing?
He was taunting you.
He was taunting me.
Yeah.
He was like, man, shut your ass up and shave your goddamn head.
Yeah.
And so, you know, then I had to go to work. I was talking shit, you know,
I heard Sean fully talking shit. I thought that he was in a fight with another human. And then it was like his butt was hitting the...
Get your ass over here.
Yeah, he was. And his butt was hitting the... I mean, things were flying. The glass shower doors, you could hear everything was getting knocked. And I don't know if it was your butt or your front side that was knocking things about, but you were... It was like game on. You were at war.
Oh, my goodness,
man. And the door was locked. So then the boys got out of bed and they're like, what's happening? Let us in, Dad. We want to see. Yes. We want to see. I'm like, there's no way. There, you know, it's a spider or a fly.
Yeah.
So if he opens the door, it's going to get out.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that this is how you know, you know, part of my whole thing is just at this point, I'm just trying to be my most authentic self. And what do I always say when we watch scary movies? Whenever there's a situation, right? And then, you know, a ghost comes out. If we don't know what powers the ghost has,
right?
I'm going to talk some shit.
Oh.
Because I'm like alive and I'm like a human and I'm always like, shit, man, why are you letting it? Him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you're always like, oh yeah, okay, buddy. But you know, that this is how I roll.
Yeah. Every time Sean's like, why? He's like, what I would be doing is just being so scary back.
Oh yeah.
Because you just don't.
I gotta see how you react.
Right.
I gotta see how you react.
Yeah, because you don't know when you don't know what something has or is gonna do or the you've never seen something like this before.
Yeah.
Why are you not acting insane?
Yeah.
Puffing your chest.
No, I'm saying, bro, I'm walking downtown. To. One time I robbed a guy who tried to rob me.
Oh, of course.
He was like, give me your money. I was like, give me your money.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Give me your money. He was like, I ain't got no money. I was like, then get your ass out of here.
They're not ready for it.
And he didn't know what to do. He was just like, and I said, anyway, I'm going too hard. I'm pumped up.
You are. Oh, I know.
If the fly would have caught me.
It's nerve-wracking when Sean comes off of a workout. Like, I steer my clear because there's no telling what I'm going to for sure hear about the workout. A, he's going to tell me how good of a pump he got in and all the things that he did.
Got it.
But B, he's got this adrenaline and like everything's coursing through his veins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am about to be an innocent bystander. And whatever's about to happen. So I try to steer clear.
Yeah. Well, speaking of steering clear.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with anything, but speaking of steering clear.
Yeah, speaking of steering clear, we had a Halloween party.
We had a Halloween party. Halloween party.
We're a little tired today, and some of our guests, we were messaging with the, it was a lit, let's just say that. And we've
been- Best party we've had in years.
We've been texting back and forth with some of our friends, and I'm not going to air this person's dirty laundry, but anyhow, one of our friends, you said they were still hungover today.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a sign of a great party.
A great party. I mean, people were lit.
Because we're old now. We know we dance and we're around the 40s. Everybody's kind of dancing around 40.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like now people, you know, we don't do it. We can't do it like we used to. So a good party, if you can get up and take your kid to a responsibility the next day.
Right.
You know, and you could just function. Then you did the responsible thing. You didn't let go.
And the best part that I will say is that we went hard, mm-hmm. and then we ended. Everybody was out by 11:45.
Legendary.
It was a legendary exit.
Because legendary.
We were ready. We were getting tired.
Yeah.
Because you know we're
ready by six. We were talking about we're in costumes at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Yeah.
And guess when? Okay, I want to take it chronologically. Can we do that, please?
Yeah, of course.
I wrote a.
It's difficult for Charles Barkley, so I'm going to try to see.
I wrote a notarized memo. Right. I don't know if you got the memo. I have a show itinerary. I'm going to need you to follow it.
Wait. You know how I roll. I fly by the seat. I haven't even looked at the notes.
I know you
I literally
haven't.
Came to the show and I'm like,
I'm pointing.
I'm off the cuff, bro.
I'm pointing at the page.
This is how good I am anymore.
It starts with Sean got a ton of food.
Listen, you had your podcast for several years.
I did.
And then I took a minute to learn the ropes when we first started this thing. And now I'm swinging.
Wow.
BDE.
Like Tarzan out here in the streets.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've messed up enough.
Yeah.
And here
learned
I am.
Enough.
Learned
I
enough. I'm in here. I'm shot calling. I'm, you know, running circles.
I'm pumping you
laps.
Up. Go, 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 yeah. Diva.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm out here.
Shut it down.
Right.
All right. So first, let me start it off like this. I had to go out and go get some catering.
Yeah.
I went and got some food.
Right.
Okay. This was, I don't know if you guys, every year, this is what we do. Every year, every party we do this. And I forget, like I got at you about this, but now that I rethink it, I did the same thing to you last time.
So we did the same thing to each other.
You went and got lamb euros last time, and when you told me the price, I was like, what, are you crazy?
Well, you also questioned the amount of food I got.
Yes,
and,
yes, it's too much, too damn much.
But same,
what are you
babe.
So I went, so I told, she
so
was
Sean
like.
So Sean took the reins
this
time.
No, listen, so I was like, I'm just gonna go to the local spot, our local Mexican spot. We called another spot first.
Oh,
they
God.
Didn't speak no English. They just hung up
on
us.
They hung up on our faces.
Full on, just they was like,
they were like
you know
no,
what?
Thank you.
Yeah, no, we don't
care.
Hung up
no,
on us.
Goodbye.
So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go to the spot where I know the people. They know me. I know them.
Right.
So I go to the Mexican spot, you know, by where we stay, and they gave me the food. We broke it all down. It was really cool. I get that she told me the number. I said, just let's get it. Let's just get this done right now. I'm not trying to go place to place. You know what I mean? I'm not I'm not trying to finagle. Let's
no,
just get this
no,
done.
I'm not trying to wheel and deal.
I'm
just like, okay,
deal.
One
just,
and done. You're right down the street.
It's right down the street.
We don't want to hassle.
I know the food's going to be good.
Yeah.
Let's just go.
Right.
I get in the car and how many, I broke down every detail
you
to you except
me.
The price.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I was
you
like, you know, I was like, oh, we got the beef, we got the chicken, we got the sada, we got the beans, we got the rice, I'm like, we got the tortilla shells,
yeah,
we got the sauce.
I was like, cool.
Yeah.
Cool, that's great.
How much?
I said, how much?
And I said the price, and yo, you just.
I fell on the floor.
Full on screamed at me.
Sean was like, I wish we were recording that. I was like, no, I'll reenact it right now, bro. That is an obscene. He's like, what? How much did the euros cost? And I'm like, less, like by $100 less than what you just spent. And I got so much food.
I know.
And it was lamb. Lamb is so much harder.
I don't want to have this argument with you.
I know.
I don't have this argument. It's not lamb steaks. Lamb is expensive. Euro meat
literally.
Is lamb through a tube.
Okay, you're trying to justify your actions. And you know what? You're in, just say, you got upset with me the last time. And so, you know what? This is a lesson for both of us.
Next bullet point.
This is a lesson for both of us. I'm going to keep talking.
Oh, God.
And I'm going to make my point because I know you would do the same thing. Is that next time we get upset with each other about something,
yeah,
we just need to take into consideration when we're hot and heated. Mm. Let's be rational, mm-hmm, right? We're hot and heated that we're potentially, we've already probably done the same thing, mm-hmm, or we're potentially going to do that shit in the future.
Or,
and then back down a little bit. Bring or, it simmer down.
Or you can go f*** yourself.
Or you can get in line. And join me in line, because we've done the same, we made the same mistakes.
Or we could just keep doing, we could just, I like this little dance that we do.
This is a great game that
we
play.
I like this little dance that we do. Okay, so next bullet point, joking. So we did the thing, so I get home, we get ready. Let me tell you something right now, okay? The one thing about throwing parties at the house that is the most frustrating thing for me personally,
okay,
is comically late guests.
Oh yeah, we've talked about it before.
We talk about it. People are comically late.
Yeah. So Sean texts them because here's the thing: it was doubling as RPM's surprise party.
Mm-hmm.
So RPM's birthday just so happened to land on the day of our party, and his girl and I were coordinating like, oh, you know, she basically said like RPM's never had a surprise, and we're like, oh, dude, let's do it because, yeah, you know, he's our engineer. We love the guy.
Yeah, we love the guy.
We love the big guy, right? So we're like, oh, by the way, RPM's not here again.
Yeah.
If you hadn't noticed.
You guys haven't noticed he's not here. He's so we're not just talking about him in the
third
person.
We're also going to talk about him in a second.
Oh,
hardcore.
You guys, no, we got great RPM stories.
No, we're not gonna take it easy on him.
No.
No, nothing's off the table because A, he's not here, and B, he deserves
raw.
It.
Rough and raw. That's how we're going.
Going
no
hard.
Lube.
So anyhow, we had messaged back and forth. We're planning this thing. And so Sean, the day of, was like reaffirming.
The reaffirmation text.
The reaffirmation of like, hey, we know that y'all are normally late. And normally, that's totally cool with
totally
us. Because we're late when we go to parties. We get you.
Yeah,
hey, we get you. We're doing like a compliment sandwich, okay?
Yeah.
And so, but in this instance, hey, we're going to try to do a little surprise for RPM. So we kind of need you to be within the first hour.
Yeah, we need
we gave them an hour window.
An hour window.
When I tell you that people, so we said six.
Said six.
And it was like 7:15 when people started, even just the first people.
Yeah, the first people got in around 7, and it was like...
We were sweating.
Sweating in the streets.
Yeah, because RPM was coming at 7:30.
We were sweating, and we had to tell his girl, yo, you gotta drive slow.
I literally
said,
you
gotta delay.
Say that you have to diarrhea, because you know how I'm like, I'm very open about...
Use the
poop. I use, because that's a great excuse.
It's a great excuse.
I've got the bubble guts, I gotta stop at a gas station, and then I said, go into the stall and literally just stay in there for like 20 minutes.
Sit there on your phone. Make it real.
What are you gonna make it real?
That's what you would do. You know what I'm saying? Just make it real. What are you doing? Just do something.
I'm not doing my dance moves in the gas station, like bathroom.
Be productive.
Somebody knocks. I'm like, give me a second.
Hold on a second.
It's hot and heavy in here.
Like, the music just keeps repeating, man. It's really annoying.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
Hold on. It's my poop music.
It's my poop music.
It's my theme song.
It's soothing me. It's making making everything come out so nicely.
It's my doo-doo's intro music. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, so people showed up. They finally show up. I will say this. Now, I got to give props where props are, right? The first people that showed up were people, about 4 or 5 people, that this is their first time to one of our parties.
Yeah, we've told you guys that we're making fast friends.
Right.
These are the parents. The parents of our kids.
Yeah.
It's
pretty easy to figure out.
Our kids are friends with their kids.
So these people, you know, it's our first time really hanging with them on our terms.
On our terms.
We've been to their side.
Their terms, yeah.
They haven't been to our side.
Right.
So they come, and let me tell you something. Most times, and in most of, I think, our experiences, when we have first-time guests, usually what happens is they're wallflowers. They sit in the corner. Yep. They're nervous. They're a little intimidated.
Yeah.
We got a big, loud group of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? We got a lot of big personalities in our group. Everyone's big. Everyone's like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you don't know how to get down like that, then it might be a lot for you.
Yeah, you got
to
get in where you're fitting.
You
got to
get in
this group.
Because you won't get a word in edgewise.
Just help yourself to the food and drink. Like, just meander around our house and make yourself welcome. That's what we say. You
take
know?
A
just
nap.
Don't take a nap, though.
Take a nap in a room. It's fine. Use the bathroom. Do a number two.
We
got wet
sure.
wipes.
Right.
We're civilized. So anyway, so the guests come, and I got a shout out. They know who they are. great. I love great new guests. When you introduce new people and it's seamless.
Seamless. There was no transition.
Oh, no no segue.
Nothing.
Just went from one to the other.
And Sean and I talked about it the next day. We're like, so-and-so, it was so fun.
Yes.
It was so fun. They just contributed to the group perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was not awkward at all. Everybody just fit right back in. That's a testament to us. Let's toot our own horn.
Facts.
We've got good people surrounding us.
No, we select people well.
We do.
And we
invite in the ones that we're like, okay, you can hang.
We bring in the ones that work, and then we will...
We leave the ones that won't.
You will get cut off around here, bro.
Yeah.
You will get cut off.
Yeah, or just...
Sliced and diced.
Or sometimes you won't even know it.
You just wake up in the middle of the ocean.
We'll be gone.
You'd be like, wait, I was just at their house. No, you're in the ocean now. Floating on a door. That's what you're doing. You better call somebody to come get you.
It's not even a raft.
Okay? We have abandoned you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So funny part is that, not funny, but just so then we get to the actual surprise.
Yeah.
The actual surprise, which by then, like, somehow.
There was a room filled.
15, 20 people.
Yeah. It was like 2 seconds. It was like, okay, everybody.
Everyone just showed up and like then, right before. Obviously,
the other thing I'm gonna go back to about our new guest is that they were down from the beginning. They did not know RPM.
Yeah.
But right from the beginning, I'm like, hey, you know, our good friend, our engineer for our podcast, whatever. It's his birthday. We're gonna do a surprise. They were like wrangling everybody into. They were participating. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh yeah, they're turning the lights.
Yeah,
out.
Look, I got the lights over here.
Yes.
I got the lights over here.
Yes. Love that. It Love was that. Amazing.
Love that.
So we do the surprise, and RPM hasn't had a surprise party since 8th grade.
Yeah.
And I have his face on camera.
Oh, yeah.
The startle factor.
Yes.
He was so surprised. It was adorable.
I'm not going to lie. I think it was more of a volume starter because before you let anyone say or do anything,
I jumped the gun.
Surprise! And it was like the whole house shook. The whole house shook.
No one is surprised by that story.
Yeah, no, not at all. I'm sure they're not.
I'm in your face. I want you to know this is what we think of you.
Yeah.
I will make an ass of myself for somebody I love.
Of course.
And put myself, I was right, because I was the one by the door.
Let's be clear, we'll make an ass of ourselves like for no particular reason at all. Like so we don't even need an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Speaking of, so I love people who don't take themselves seriously because they are like us.
Exactly.
And that's how that's how everybody was that night. And I cannot stress enough.
Oh my God, the costumes.
The costumes.
Everybody was so good. And we had go ahead, babe. Did you want to tell?
Sorry. Well, I just, no, you didn't. It's fine.
Oh,
no, okay. But at some point I was
looking
just
at your
say,
face and I'm like, you look pissed at me.
No, sometimes, because I'm trying to remember. It's fine.
Okay.
Just ignore me.
Okay.
But no.
Sometimes you are pissed and I just am trying to read the
room. Sometimes I get really mad. It's fine. this wasn't that time.
Okay.
Sorry. We got to go back to the first guest that walk in.
Yeah.
My man had on.
Oh my God!
He had on the breathalyzer whole outfit.
Yes.
He was a breathalyzer, and the tube
was at his
at his penis
at his level.
Yeah. So the tube you got to blow in.
Is this a breathalyzer, or are you happy to see me?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. It was moderately. It has a good
it
width length.
Girth.
It was good.
It was girthy.
It was good size.
So then, shortly behind them came another new couple, husband and wife, dressed as a pinata, and the gentleman who's going to hit the pinata.
Yes,
right?
Which we didn't even appreciate.
Because we didn't know until we did the costume contest.
Yes.
When he whacked her,
she threw
candy, and I was like, oh my God, that's so good.
I didn't see it until we saw the video.
Yeah.
And then it was like, why
was she switching her hips so hard?
It happens.
I want to say, got moves we've never seen. I was like, whoa. I mean, she was talk about the Britney swing and flicking hip.
Yeah.
I was like, she grew
swing
up.
Swing and flicking hip.
She grew up, let me tell you, she grew up in the 90s. Okay. Hit me, baby, one more time. She knew what she has not her talent. First, this is not, not her first rodeo,
nor was it her first quinceañera.
No, okay? She's been downtown dancing on some countertops. I saw it in her eyes when she did those moves. I was like, girl, are
not
you
Coyote
my
Ugly?
Yeah,
not,
are you
not
my
the
soulmate?
Coyote Ugly.
So the funniest part, though, is that the first group of people didn't know each other.
Yeah.
But another one of our friends came in dressed like he was a threesome with
yes,
the couple.
Yes, he was another. It was funny because he's actually Mexican, and then he was dressed as the Mexican dude with the donkey, yes, but he had the exact same garb,
the exact
hat, mustache
as the couple.
You know what
and
I'm
they
saying?
Didn't know so each other. So they were fast friends.
Yeah, so that was cool. That was definitely cool.
It was adorable.
And then we did, I think what, you know, guys, I would suggest this, if you guys ever do, which I hope everybody does this. If you have a costume party, at some point, you got to make everybody shake your little tushy on the catwalk.
Yes.
You got to have everybody,
get
you know,
out of your comfort zone.
We had a $100 prize, which I think we're going to have to up the ante next year because it was deserved more. We need to give runner-ups
more prizes. Like I think the $100 was great for first prize, but we definitely need like
even the trophies.
We need consolation
prizes. Yeah, because it was so much.
Everybody got like I mean because it was pretty even playing field. It was like there was like two votes, two, 3-3, and then the winner had four votes.
Yeah.
And the winner was our bro James and my girl Nay. They were the Riddler and Poison Ivy. They were really good.
That, no, the Riddler from any of the fellas out there or the ladies that were old enough to watch the old Batman movies. Yeah. This is the one with the Jim Carrey Riddler.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the Jim. He dressed as the Jim with the same exact suit and
it
hat.
Was so good.
And she was exactly like their costumes were like made
no,
to like
she,
go.
Like, no, she was super gluing more Poison Ivy on her costume like hours before our party. This is what I'll say is that every single person brought it. No one was too good to dress up.
Man.
Everybody dressed up head to toe. I'm talking about full makeup, wigs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was involved. And for the competition, I got out the, like, Sean and I are dead serious about our parties. And so Sean will wrangle the troops. Like, he's literally, you know, Sean.
I'm hosting.
The microphone. He's got the microphone. He's giving people compliments. He's getting people involved.
No, I was introing people. And then I was giving them specific music for their time.
It was so good.
For the Roman characters, I gave them the King's Back, T.I., Men in Black. They got the actual Men in Black theme song for their little, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. And I got the flashlight out and I was giving them a strobe light, full throttle, like a spotlight so that they had the beam on it.
Wait a minute.
I had my arm up.
Wait a minute.
I literally had my Gumby arm all the way up.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a boom mic. You know what you guys know what a boom mic is? The mic that people hold over
I was working.
Yeah. One woman boom mic. It was beautiful.
No, I was on.
But I'm forgetting. Go.
No, I was just going to say, and Sean and I didn't enter the competition because we would have won. I mean, let's be honest. Come on. It's our party. We threw down.
You threw down. Yours was better.
Well, thank you.
Yours was better.
I mean, I'm not going to say.
Because I couldn't do the hair. I couldn't do the hair.
You could have, but we just. But I did full wig and I did butt. If you haven't watched my stories, I did full butt and thigh pads because we did Mr. and Mrs. Incredible. And if you haven't seen The Incredibles, which I think probably the majority of everybody has or at least seen a picture of the characters, Mrs. Incredible, Elastigirl.
Stop it.
Has cakes. I'm talking about the booty that you can hear coming, okay, from another room. And let's be honest, Shannon Harvey.
Stop it.
Ain't gotten the cakes that she used to.
Yeah,
okay?
You know, it is what it is. You know, sometimes you get a little crazy on the trim fit, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know.
And sprinkling it in the cereal.
You know what I'm saying?
And one thing led to another.
Might lose a cake or two.
Just half cake.
You know
I'm like
saying?
A half cake situation. I still got a little, but I needed help. I needed support.
Yes, and you got it.
And if you want to shop the butt and the thigh pads, they're on my Amazon storefront. I'm not kidding. They were real.
People they would have no idea.
They were like, God damn.
Yeah, they was like, shit, I did not know your wife had all that ass under there. God damn, Sean.
But in true Shannon fashion, the second everybody walked in the door, slapped my butt in.
You got to tell him.
Yeah, I had to tell him.
You had to tell him.
I didn't want to be weird.
Yeah.
So I just made it weird anyway.
It would have been weird. Just make it awkward.
I didn't want to be weird, so I just made it awkward.
Yeah, just make it awkward. Just make it awkward.
That was great.
So it was an amazing night.
So here's the thing, guys. RPM's not here, but he got, we, Sean and Sean has known RPM for how many years? How many years? 20 some years?
20 years, about 20 years now.
I have known RPM since Sean and I have been married. We've been hanging out since then. Yeah. Like I met him when we were dating.
12, 13 years.
Yeah. And I have never, Sean has never seen RPM visibly drunk.
The man's got a 2 White Claw limit. The man's got a 2 White Claw limit.
Before you even say it. He drinks White Claws.
That's a fact.
He's going to edit this show. Yeah. RPM, we're going in on you right now because you know what, son? You drink White Claws. No, and I love you for it.
Nah, you got drunk off White Claws. I didn't know it was possible.
Son and I both talk. Sean and I talked the next day and both of us said, he had to have like slipped some vodka in there. He had to have. Because we made a punch and the punch was delicioso.
Yeah, you made the punch.
The punch was sneaky vodka.
Whose idea was it?
Yours.
Thank you.
And then I said, it was a tag team.
Before I forget it, black lights. Not a vibe or a vibe. You didn't want me to get the black lights.
Yes.
You didn't think they were worth the $30. $30.
I did. I jumped. It was a jump scare.
What? It was a jump scare. You were like $30.
$30.
2 black lights.
And we just spent $375 on the food.
Oh my goodness,
man! I mean,
way to air out the sauce.
I mean, we're in. What do? We hold it. We don't hold any cards to our chest. We let everybody in.
We let everybody in.
I did. I freaked out though. This is what I do though.
Yeah.
I'll spend $9 million on something.
Yeah.
And then Sean will go buy some socks. And I'm like, $19.99?
What do you think is going on here?
File for bankruptcy.
How are our kids going to go to school?
Have you even been thinking about how we're going to eat this week?
As she's clutching literal pearls she just bought off Amazon.
Oh. Not Amazon.
Oh.
Not Amazon pearls.
Where'd you get them pearls? Amazon?
Amazon.
Back to RPM. RPM was drunk.
Oh,
never
my God.
Seen it. No, so funny.
He didn't. So when you text him, or you called him.
Yeah.
You called him. And he said, hey, bro, how you feeling?
Yeah.
He had 6 White Claws.
Oh my God, that just gave me a cramp.
He said 6?
Oh my God.
Sean just almost threw his back out at the thought.
I think I just got injured.
Listen, I'll drink 6 White Claws in my sleep.
6 White Claws. 6 White Claws. And then you know
but
what messed
I
love him
that
up? No, no, no.
For
you know
him.
What messed him up?
What?
He said he has some sweets on the way out the door.
Oh, shut up.
He
not
has
the
some
sugar.
Sweets, so the sugar just took him over.
The sugar with the White Claws?
That's how you know he's a skinny little bitch.
He's a skinny little bitch
right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now.
If you
sugar get, takes you down like that, sugar took him down like a tranquilizer to a horse.
He fell asleep on the way home.
My goodness.
His girl said, he slept on the right. He was out.
I bet he did sleep.
Because she had to put him in bed.
Yeah, she did.
And then she had to go to the store the next day.
Yeah, she did.
And she had to get him all the stuff.
I bet she did.
She had to get him electrolytes.
Yeah.
She had to recharge his body from the 6 White Claws.
She had to give him an IV.
She had to give him an IV. Yo, she had to call the doctor.
This dude was hungover 2 days. He's really hungover, like hungover.
Yeah, we thought for sure he snuck up in that area. He was just sneaking White Claws.
Oh my goodness, it was so funny, man.
He had the variety pack.
It was amazing. So shouts out to him. He was Dr. Evil.
Yeah,
and he kept petting it and saying. I loves the pussy.
It was very in character.
It was a little creepy.
It was very creepy. Girl was Austina Powers.
Austina Powers.
And that's the thing is that everybody had, like, I feel bad that they didn't win because obviously it was like his birthday.
Yeah.
But everybody had great costumes.
Everybody had great costumes.
It was like so even that
it was a crapshoot
on who would win.
Yo, so my man Shado came through with his wife and they had Men in Black. Let me tell you about commitment to a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I respect it.
I love
it. So they had
stay in character.
They had just the regular, you know, it was actually creative, the t-shirt with the ties.
Okay.
And the blazer over it, okay?
Yep.
Now I want you guys to understand this. The whole night, no props.
No.
We start the competition. All of a sudden, they throw on the shade. They say, hold on, guys. We need everyone to look at this. They throw the shades on, and my man pulled out the memory eraser. Bink!
I know.
And it was just like, you had that in your pocket the whole time.
The commitment.
I would have been doing that to everybody all night. I'd have been like, pink.
I don't know how they sat on it.
They sat on it the whole night.
Babe, we're too, we're
loosey-goosey. We're too fresh and fruity. We'd be outside.
We would be doing it to every single person. Yeah. We would be sick of us. Get out of here. We're sick of
we
you.
We get it.
We get it. You're great. Okay, fine. We'll go stand in line.
The men in black. Happy time to take a break.
Okay. That's fine. I'm here for you. I love you.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the AfterPod.
I've perfected the look, no look.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw you before you even knew I was here. So now when I come down the aisle, I'm not looking at you.
Yeah.
I saw you 4 hours over.
Right.
When you were picking up the cocoa pebbles off the bottom, I saw you already. You got a micro penis story?
I feel bad even telling it.
Well, come on. No one, he's not listening.
I'm not even considering it a body.
Got you.
You know, we talked about body count?
Yes.
I'm not even sure that it went inside. I'm not even sure it had enough length to go inside. I think it rested on the outside. Okay, this person said on the first date, he went into the wrong hole. No warning.
This guy's gotta be stopped.
If you try to go in the exit on a first date, you're a serial killer.
That's so aggressive.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
So, after the party was the after party. And that after party was brunch with our kids.
And the after party was picking our kids up early the next morning.
First of all, can we talk about the fact that I don't even know how that happened because you...
I get a wild hair.
You got up and then I literally was still in the bed.
Yeah,
and you were like, you were like,
I was like, get dressed, let's go.
I'm going to go. No. I was like, this was funny. You go, I'm going to go get the boys now. And I was like, all right. And then I said it. You know when you say something like you don't mean at all? I go, yo, do you want me to come? And you're like, yeah, get dressed.
Yeah, get dressed. I was like, you have 5 minutes. I'll go to the bathroom and I'll wait for you.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
But best decision of your
life.
Best
decision.
Because so we're not, I don't know if you know this about us, but we're homebodies.
Yeah.
We're not whimmers.
No.
We don't do things on a whim.
Oh, never on a whim.
Because if we do something outside of our house.
It's planned. It's on the schedule. Yeah.
And then we're like, dreading having to do this thing until we get there and then we have the best time.
We're talking shit the whole time up to it.
Until we do
it. We hate the people that planned it.
And then we have the best time with them.
Yeah.
Because then we turn it on the second we walk in. Like, oh, that was great. I'm so glad we went.
That was fun.
No, I'm so glad we went.
Yeah.
We're obsessed with them.
Yeah, it was great.
Amazing.
Great.
So,
food was delicious.
So we go pick the boys up. Sean's mom is an angel. She watches the boys. And we get in the car and I'm like, we should go to this brunch spot that I took the girls when they were in town for wine tasting.
Yeah.
And I remember it being amazing, but in the back of my head, I didn't really know for sure if kids were allowed because it was called Brick's Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, shit, are the kids? But I'm not letting Sean on because I'm just like, he's going to be so pissed at me because he wants to go home. But I'm trying to convince him to go to this brunch spot. We get there. Hallelujah. Kids are allowed. And it is, was it not? Like it's 10 beautiful. Almost 10 out of 10.
Yeah, it was right on the lake.
You said 9 out of 10 because you're like, there's always room for improvement, but it was right on the lake.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful sunny day, but it was like crisp and cold.
Oh, no. We're going to talk about it right now. Okay. I sat down.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I sat down and I was like, huh, let's just wait for the food. And then all of a sudden, this
angel baby.
She brings down.
She fluttered from the kitchen.
She brings down a plate of hot donuts drizzled in like
lemon
jam and custard.
Custard. It was like, but not actual. It was like something you can't even describe.
And I don't even like cake donuts, guys.
No,
like cake
style
donuts. I don't like those ones. I'm dry ass donuts.
No,
these donuts were juicy.
When I tell you that I closed my eyes, and by the time I opened them. The boys had eaten all 4 donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
It was in the blink of an eye. And then we're like ordering. We're like, oh, do you have more? She goes, yeah. And actually, these are fresh baked donuts every single day. And people a lot
come
of times
in, just,
come
yeah,
here
they just
for,
come
them.
For them.
And Sean's like, don't give me any ideas.
And then when we left, she gave me a platter.
Go.
She just stuffed like
she stuffed
a bunch in to go. And she was like, there you go.
There you go.
And I was like, shit, you trying to take somebody, huh?
No, but she was.
You are trying to play a game.
She's the type.
You better get away. My wife will kill you.
She was the type of waitress that was like just enough sweet to get her tip.
Oh.
But also all about her business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was fast.
Yeah.
She was coming and going. I like that.
Mm-hmm. And the food was delicious. It was just perfect. The drinks were delicious. And Sean was like, so glad. I won you over. I won you over doing a spur of the moment type of thing like that.
Because you know, this is, okay. Either we're both like this, okay? If either one of us does a spur of the moment thing, right?
Like it has to hit
when
so
we pull
hard.
Triggers, like same with the food.
If it doesn't
I pulled the trigger.
You're gonna have to stand in line for the next year.
No, it's
in the cold.
Big trouble.
Huge.
Like when I brought the food and you saw it, you were like, all right, this is about $375 worth of food.
Right.
Yeah, At least it's equivalent.
No, you guys,
you didn't overpay
because we got so much leftovers. We have leftovers and we put it in gallon freezer bags, and we're literally gonna be eating on the party meat for the next
years. If you hear my accent gradually turn into a Mexican accent, you know why.
If we've
been eating tacos every night.
If we bring tacos to your next party, don't ask when we bought them. you want to bring meat? Oh, hey, they ask us next time. We'll bring the meat.
They'd be like, damn, y'all season, y'all season. Wow. Damn,
10 out of 10 season.
10 out of 10. Like, how did you do? Yeah, no, I got a little lime juice. You know what I'm saying? I do a little lime juice, a little citrus. It's fine. No, I can't give you all my secrets.
A little freezer burn.
Back to the restaurant. If it wouldn't have hit, I would have been up your ass about it.
So we go to leave, and I was like, I gotta go to the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom. I come back in the car, and listen, you guys, I'm starting off this story because I don't feel safe in my own home. Okay. I want you all to know that. Before we started this podcast, I used to feel safe disclosing my deepest, darkest secrets to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And now I know that if I do something that is the most embarrassing, humiliating thing, Sean's going to talk about it on the podcast. So I had to grow a pair of balls in that moment.
It's beautiful.
Because I'm like, I want to be able to tell my husband the things that are going on with me. And I'm going to.
Yeah.
But then I know that I'm going to get humiliated here.
It's not humiliation.
No, it's just,
you got to lean into that shit.
No, it's confidence.
Yes.
My balls are swinging right now.
So don't tell the people what happened.
Okay.
I
go to the bathroom and I think to myself, do I have to poop? I'm sorry. Okay. Somebody messaged me this week and said, you have to say trigger warning before you talk about this stuff because she was grossed out last week. So trigger warning, we're going to talk about poop.
Oh, was she grossed out?
It's disgusted. You're going to be even more disgusted this week.
Oh, were you grossed out?
Yeah, she's, you know what you can do?
Yeah, I got a couple tickets, actually. I got a couple tickets. This show grosses you out. I got a couple tickets, okay? And what you can do, I'm going to give you the tickets, right? You're going to take the tickets. I want you to drive downtown about 10th and Washington, okay? I want you to walk up to the building, knock on the door. Rico going to let you in. You're going to walk into the, and then there's going to be a bunch of people. I'm going to need you to stand in line. I'm going to need you to walk slowly, single file, to the front of the line. And then the person's going to take the ticket from you and tell you to go f*** yourself. How's that for a trigger warning?
Not the buildup.
How's that for a trigger warning?
All right, so fast forward about 5 minutes if you're squeezy. If you're queasy and squeegeous in one word. I don't know, I just made that up.
Whoa. Okay,
so I go in the bathroom, I'm like, do I need to poop? It was one of those where I'm like, I could wait till I get home, but I think I'd feel more comfortable if I just pushed a little bit out here.
Yo, brunch so, poop.
I know in my head, this is
so reckless
that I don't have any wipes, and I could feel that it was probably the type that was like not going to be, what's it called?
Just
clean. Like a clean sweeper.
Yeah, it's not going to be a smooth move.
So, but I was like, I'm not going to wait till I get home. I need to get a little bit of this out. So I go to wipe. And when I tell you that it literally smeared like butter, not only like up my crack and up my back, but it got on the cuff, the wrist. And here's the kicker. I can't believe I'm telling this story.
I'm trying to be quiet.
Here's the kicker.
I want everyone to hear every word you say.
Here's the kicker. It's the top. It's the light gray top to the light gray bottoms
that you started in
last week. So now it's now they're on the same page. They're joining each other.
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
What are the chances?
I didn't have the bottoms on.
You know
I
what?
Mixed and matched that day.
You know what?
I had the top on.
You know what? I think it's proof. I think we figured it out. Everything happens for a reason.
Oh my God. Everything does happen for a reason.
Oh my God.
And the reason is so that I can live to tell it on the podcast to all you. So I can, I'm here. Listen. I'm here for y'all. I hope that I brighten your day with my humiliation. So I get back in the car.
Yes.
I come to the car. So I'm in there with soap and water on the, because it's the wrist. It's the inside of the wrist. And it is brown. Okay. I'm soap and watering it. I'm so, because I know when I get home, I can use the stain spray.
Yeah, stain
spray.
But
I'm not driving home with doo-doo on my wrist.
Yeah.
So I'm doing a full, I had water and soap everywhere in the bathroom.
Yeah.
The boys were like, what would take, because they came, they went to the bathroom too.
They
went to the boys' bathroom. They waited outside. Mom, I'm fine. We get in the car.
Yeah.
When we get in the car, I'm debating, should I tell him, can I tell my husband everything? Can I still tell my husband everything? Or what's going to happen? I know what's going to happen. I had a whole conversation with myself in the head. I said, listen, babe, I have to tell you what happened. This motherfucker is literally recording me on his phone and I didn't know it.
No, the funniest part was you said it at first, right? You were like, so you see this on my wrist right here? You see how this is all wet? And you go, yeah. And you told me what happened. I'm like, you told me what happened, right?
Yeah.
And then so I'm dying. And then I pulled my phone. I had my phone in my hand, I think. So I just hit record and I pointed at my wife and I go, wait, what's that on your wrist again? Like I didn't think it was going to work. I thought for sure.
No, it was a setup, but I was just like, I was so mortified. I was so in my head about it.
No,
that she I just described it again.
She re-described the whole situation.
So there's
I have video evidence of us driving in the car and she's confessing to smearing a whole smear campaign on the wrist of her Abercrombie.
I don't know how it happened.
Abercrombie and shit stain.
I don't. It's good. It's on sale this week. Instead of $80, the $39.99, you got the shit stain special.
Hey, look, if you guys want to come have us invest or like invest in one of your projects, you got to come to Shark Tank. You got to come to sharktank.com.
Oh my God.
And we will see if your project is worth investing in. Okay? Sharktank.com.
I can't make this stuff up. So I texted my girlfriend this week and I said, this is what happened, girl. And I said, you know, because she had texted me about last week's podcast.
Yeah.
And that I love when y'all or my friends message me that you've listened. We've had some new listeners, like some of my friends that I didn't ever think were going to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Message me and be like, yo, it took me a minute.
Yeah.
But I'm on it and I've been listening and you guys are so funny. I eat that up. So keep doing that. It makes us feel so good. Every listen, every download, we appreciate you guys much. And it makes my day. So my girlfriend reaches out. She says, oh my God, this week. And she breaks down what she thinks is funny parts or whatever. Her commentary for the week. And I said, well, guess what? Upcoming week, I'm going to meet that. I have to, because if I don't, Sean will tell it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to beat him to the punch. She said, and said, I'm kind of mortified. She said, listen, if you don't talk about poop or toots, farts, whatever, she goes, we can't be friends.
There you go.
She's like, I don't even, that's not embarrassing. This is human behavior.
It is human behavior. So one thing we all have in common.
In that moment,
what?
My balls grew a little bit further.
Yeah.
And I, you know, my confidence is growing. I can do this. I can share these embarrassing moments, and it's not embarrassing. It's just who I am. I'm out here. I'm Grandma Shan. I'm
folks,
Gumby. I'm all these things.
It is who I am. Excuse me. My wife has the biggest balls, folks. Excuse me. My wife's balls. You should see these things. Big beauties. Very hairy. Very hairy. It's the opposite of Jada, folks. It's the opposite of Jada.
Listen, speaking.
Two Quest loves. My wife's balls.
Two Quest loves.
You've never seen balls like this before in your life.
Speaking of big balls, we're going to get into some hot topics.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wow. What a segue.
Dwight Howard and his balls have been out here in these streets. Treacherous.
Wow. Okay.
Treacherous. If you haven't heard what's going on, Sean will give you the rundown, but it's all over TMZ.
Let me give you the
lay of the land.
The cliff notes.
Yeah. Short version, because you know, we're We don't like the short version of really anything. We've been talking really for 45 minutes about stories that don't make any sense or don't even matter.
Nothing matters. Nothing we said matters. So let's get serious about life.
Wait, let's start the podcast now.
Oh, we're going to start. Okay. We're going to start let's get real.
What
let's
should be, wait, we have to have an intro. Something about Dwight Harold Howard's balls.
Oh my God. Relax. You got to relax. All right, here we go.
Sorry.
So the cliff notes of the story is that a young man came out and said that he went to Dwight Howard's home mansion. And he went that he was after DM exchanges. They had agreed to have a sexual
encounter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is who cares?
So, but what he said happened when he got there was that another guy basically popped out.
Oh, the
dressed
closet?
Dressed as a woman, like came out like surprise almost, right?
Oh, like he was running a train and then basic, on people. He was like having a train fest.
Basically, Dwight. The accusation is that they forced or coerced him into a threesome when he really was just there to mess with Dwight.
Okay, see, I didn't know that detail to the story.
Yeah, it wasn't, they didn't, it's not like, it's, I don't think the
that's
accusation.
That's something to talk about.
Yeah, and that's why we're talking about it, because okay. It's not that the accusation is necessarily the R word, right? It's really more of a like, you put me in an uncomfortable situation. Right?
Yeah.
And now I regret even going.
So I thought that the topic was just that Dwight Howard was like.
Super aggressive.
No, I thought the hot topic was that Dwight Howard was gay.
Oh,
and
no,
it's like
no,
that
no.
To me, that's why I was yeah, like, I wouldn't want to talk about this because I don't care if he's gay.
Yeah.
And everybody, so, I've been knowing Dwight Howard.
Well,
and
the rumors have been out there.
Yeah.
It's like, and so I think, so there's a few reasons, you know, why I think this story is kind of like prescient and matters is Dwight Howard's reaction to it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's egregious.
So he started making like reels.
He started
making reels about basically like ignoring the haters and like, I'm not worried.
Hey, if you're a hater out there and you like to comment on people's reels cringe.
Oh.
I'm gonna give you a pointer. Go to Dwight Howard's page right now and you're going to have a heyday on the cringe.
Some of the cringiest content.
Yeah.
That you've ever
seen.
You're welcome. It's the kind of content that if you didn't know what was going on, if you saw the reel, you then what the hell is he talking about?
But now he's making his rounds on like he's getting invited to talk, and then he's acting like so shocked that people are asking about.
Why would you even ask me this?
And it's like it's the hottest thing in the streets right now. Of course, people are going to ask you about it, but it's almost like he's. Gaslight.
Well, yeah. I think that this is the. I'm anti-gaslighting under any circumstances, and this is what I mean, right? I know this is sensitive, so let me just say that at first.
Exactly.
I know this is sensitive, and if you choose,
your business is your business.
Your business is your business. Then this is the grown-up in me saying, until it is not.
Right.
Your business is your business until it becomes my business. Once it's
and
in
your
my
business
face,
is my business,
and my business is your business, and our business can be anyway. So the point is that he's now getting asked these questions about his sexuality and what happened, and his response is basically like, you know, this is my private business; it doesn't matter, blah blah blah. And I just feel like, so my critique comes from, you know, we live in a world right now. Where you're on, I mean, you're literally, apparently he used Instagram to hook up with the dude, right? So it's like, you're putting yourself out there.
You're being so messy.
Yeah.
And then now that you're caught, now you're gaslighting people like, oh, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah,
thing.
I don't want to talk about it.
And it's like, bro, you were so messy.
Yeah.
And then now you're acting so shocked that people are talking about the mess.
Regardless of what happened.
You left doo-doo
stains.
It's
your fault.
It's your fault.
That people are talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's your, now it's your fault, right? So no one's, I didn't hear about this. I don't know who that other guy is.
I know.
I don't know who the other guy is. No. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who any of these people are. If they would have just talked about it, I might have never heard about it. It wasn't until he started saying, I'm not worried about it, that I said, what is he not worried about?
And making reels about it.
And making reels about it. And
then so it's like, so if you don't want to talk about it, now you're making reels about it.
And then,
now you're inviting because
people look and more people want to know.
That's what I'm saying. You're inviting it.
The great philosopher Nick Cannon said this a couple years ago.
Not Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon said this a couple years ago. He said he was getting interviewed on Vlad TV, and Dwight Howard did like a twerk when he was on Wildin' Out.
Oh boy!
That the twerk itself caused it was a little okay. And people were asking questions, right?
Right.
Nick Cannon, you know, Nick Cannon said the realest thing, like he always does. Let's be real. Nick Cannon said, you know what? I don't care what Dwight Howard is, but I will say this. He goes, if Dwight Howard is gay or bisexual, that would be great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that would be great. He's so massive as a human being.
Yeah.
You can't play with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't test his masculinity.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like he would be a great, It just would be dope.
It would be, but what I will say,
you're too big to hide, my guy.
He's too big to hide. His shoulders.
What tree you gonna hide behind?
I know, he can't even fit through the doorway. Those shoulders are so broad.
Yeah.
But what I'll say is, it goes back to something I've mentioned on a previous. I feel like we've talked about something similar that's brought this up for me before.
Yeah.
But what makes me really sad is the fact that he's not owning it.
Yeah.
He is so still ashamed.
Yeah.
It makes me very sad, because that is a very lonely, sad existence. And that's why he is acting out in the way that he is right now.
Yeah.
And he is, I don't know, it's not a happy place to be.
It's not a happy place. And then I think that there's also this question of like, did he do something wrong? You understand?
Because yeah. Is he hiding something?
I'm talking about with the dude. Like, there are gray areas. Like, you know, another great philosopher, Pastor Mason, said a real thing. He said, "It's never consensual when it's a surprise."
Right.
It's never consensual when it's a surprise.
Yeah.
If you bring, I want all young men that are listening to understand, if you do this type of nonsense where you got your homeboy, you bring a girl to the house and you got your homeboy waiting in the closet to hop out.
No way.
That's not consensual.
It's not consensual.
You know what I'm saying? So number one, are you really doing bad behavior?
Yeah.
That you need to, you know, suffer some consequences for. And number two, if you're not, and this is, you know, but you just, I don't gaslight us and make us act like we're the weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
For being like, curious about what's going on.
Yeah, don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because
there's a little bit of, there's some Shady Boots stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so don't gaslight us. And then also, last is that we here at the Kids Asleep Podcast would like to encourage everybody to live your truth.
Yeah.
We get that it's harder for some than others. I understand that. But at the end of the day, man, we're all better for it. We're all better for it.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And you may have catch some bodies on the way to sharing your truth. I know I've got a graveyard.
Might, yeah, you're gonna lose some people.
Yeah, you're gonna lose
some
people.
But you know what? I don't know this dude, but he gonna lose them people anyway.
But
the people that are going to leave him are going to leave him anyway.
Yes.
Well, just this is enough for them to go. If they're the type of people that go, no, not if they think that's gross or whatever.
Oh, I know.
They're going to leave you anyway.
When you're on the other side of it, it's a weight off your shoulders.
Oh, so skinny. So skinny. It's the trim fit of life.
It's the trim fit.
The
of
trim
life.
Fit of life is living your truth.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I find it hard to respect people that don't live their truth, that look you in the face and act like you're the weirdo when you say blue is blue, green is green, up is up, and down is down.
I 100% agree. We're getting so serious right now.
This was a very sharp turn from the shirt on the wrist.
I know.
And that's what we do on the show. We like to go.
We keep you on your toes.
We keep you on your toes. Zigzag, zigzag. Defensive stance.
But the reason why is because we were sitting in the kitchen tonight and we're like, oh my gosh, there's so many good like stories out right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think we have time to talk about all of them.
No, we don't.
But we have a quick follow-up, because didn't we talk about Hasan Minhaj on this? Did we talk about him on the afterpod? No, we talked about Main Show.
It don't matter.
Show.
We could do it. So the other, one of the few serious things we talked about.
We can just give
about.
A quick update.
Quick update. So for those of you guys that we're not listening, we talked about on the show previously, we had a pretty strong stance. Hasan Minhaj, he's a comedian, has a Netflix special, and there was a writer from The New Yorker, I believe, that wrote an article that basically said that some of the parts in his bit were fabricated and or not entirely true.
And so we had a heyday with that.
Because
when you're a comedian.
Yeah, which obviously we are both professional, high-grade comedians.
That's what we do.
Yeah, award-winning comedians.
Yeah.
So it's like, we want the creative freedom.
To say whatever we want.
To say what the hell we want.
I don't want any parameters.
We're joking. It's jokes.
I don't want
you
to call the cops.
Yeah, right?
No, you can't say, well, this part of the story was,
here comes a New Yorker.
It's for comedic value.
Here comes a New Yorker. Apparently, Shannon does not have giant testicles.
Yes, they said she had balls.
So this was our stance. We stand by it. So Hassan came out and he basically made a statement, which I didn't think he had to, but he did, and he should have just told everybody to F off. But
he did it in such a polite way.
He did it in such a way that I think you guys should go check out. You can watch it. But essentially, he was saying, "Look, I took this to make this point. I did have an interaction with someone like this, mm-hmm. but it was not this interaction. I made this interaction to make it more relatable."
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that it's worth a listen is because it takes people down the creative process, which I think that people don't always know. And a lot of artists, we assume, right, that people know this.
Yeah.
But they don't. Like, I remember when I taught myself how to write songs. Yeah. Let me tell you what I did, okay? I used to sit down and listen to music like in the headphones, and it was only until I like did that for like hours and hours and that I realized like, oh, there's like layers of vocals.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
I didn't understand that at first. I was hearing it, of course, but I didn't understand like, oh, Jay-Z, when he says this and then in the background he says something else, that's another layer.
Yes.
I've never been in a studio.
And it could be layered multiple times. Over and over.
When you hear a hook, and so I had to learn all. I had to figure this out on the fly. So then now music sounds very different to me because I've been behind the scenes.
Yeah.
When you go behind the scenes, I've been, you know, some filming projects, right? It's like you go behind the scenes, you realize certain things, and I feel like with the rag on comedy nowadays, I think is coming from a place where people don't understand the sheer difficulty of it. And the imagination that it takes.
Yeah.
It is comedians take things that happen and then they take that thing. Their grandmama fell down the stairs.
Yes.
Now, you know, maybe she fell down three stairs. But
create a joke out of that.
Thank you.
That they use that as a starting point.
A comedian is never just talking, guys. A comedian never gets up there and is just telling you things that happen.
And they're also not telling you 100% the truth of every detail of every story.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're always embellishing.
Yeah.
They're always adding. And then you know what? They go on the road and a story will change. Over the course of a tour, I've seen comedians tell the same story 47 times. By the 47th time, the details have completely turned into the best version of the joke.
Right, because it depends what hits.
Exactly.
Right? And then if it doesn't, they're like, okay, let's lift and shift.
Yes.
That's a good comic. You know what I mean?
And so I just feel like...
Comedian,
it's
not
just,
comic.
It's a good, it's just what I want people, if you take nothing from this show, is take life a little less... Take yourselves a little less seriously. Take the things that are in the news, that there's a war happening right now, take that seriously. You're not a serious person if you're taking your real energy, your real critical thought, and applying it to things like jokes. And on that note,
let's wipe our butts.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank
we appreciate you guys always more than you guys will ever know.
We love you.
You know how we do it. We have more topics. We talking Drake Chanel bag claw machine.
Yeah.
We talking Ice Spice. We talking movie reviews. We got a lot of stuff on the afterpod.
We also have a question box that was, what is a sexual advance that you actually hate?
Yeah.
And it is
juicy.
It is egregious.
It's a
okay. So join us over there. It's patreon.com/thekidsaresleep. It's $5 a month for 4 bonus episodes. You're not going to be mad about it.
And if you want to pick up some merch, go to our merch shop, thekidsaresleeppod.com. And we will see you next week
when the kids are asleep.
Oh, like you like a little delay game.
Is that, okay,
you know what I'm saying? No, I looked at you. I said, usually it's a different rhythm. But then.
It takes us a little time.
No, I'm watching you. Yeah, you got it.
If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at the Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.